Hey, Credit Heroes. Today's podcast is something that's very, very important to me because it comes from my own story, from my trials and challenges, my many struggles on how I tried and worked really hard to be where I am today. Today, we're talking about another really, really important topic, which is called the scarcity and abundance mindset. Now, this may sound like a lame topic, but I promise you, it really is the secret to success in life and in business. So you better stick around. So the big question is this: how can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing? So we can help the most people and still become highly profitable. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets. Okay, before we jump in, if you are new to my podcast, be sure to click to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss a thing. And if you want me to hold you by the hand as you launch your very own profitable credit repair business, then go to CreditHeroChallenge.com, where I will walk you through the proven process that has created millionaires and changed tens of thousands of lives. That is CreditHeroChallenge.com. And one more thing, and I love this part. Every episode, I am featuring one of our credit heroes inside our Credit Repair Cloud Facebook community so that you can see firsthand what real people are doing as they launch and grow their business. So today's spotlight is on D'Erica Blocker. D'Erica, she recently shared in our community that her credit repair company is having its first anniversary. And she added, "We have made over $250,000. I've learned so much, and I'm ready to see what the year brings." And to the point of this podcast, D'Erica said, "A lot of long nights and sacrifice and discipline, but if I can do it, so can you. Keep impacting, keep posting, keep believing." And D'Erica's story is one of many, and they keep coming. And it really ties in well with this podcast today, because there is so much out there for everyone. You've just got to believe. We can easily change lives and hit our own milestones in the process. And don't forget, if you have a story like this to share, hit us up in the Credit Repair Cloud community, where we celebrate each other's wins, and we do this every day. And there are enough wins to go around for everyone, and that's the point of today's podcast. So let's talk about the idea of the abundance and scarcity mindset. And here's why this is important. Whether you are thinking personally or professionally, there are two main ideas. On one hand, there is the idea that there's only a limited number of resources, wealth, and chances to succeed. And when you think that way, your thought process, it stops you in your tracks. It stops all momentum, and it prevents you from achieving your goals. On the other hand, though, there's the idea that there is plenty for everyone, which is awesome because it gives us all hope. Because, yes, we all have potential to do so much more. Now, as a kid, I loved to juggle, and I gravitated towards show business. I loved being on stage. I loved the opportunities to show off my skills that I worked really, really hard for. But my life at that time, it meant jumping from gig to gig, from job to job, and it wasn't easy. And many times, I found myself homeless and really, really struggling. And back then, I totally thought that things were tough. I totally thought that I could never pick myself up from the pit that I'd fallen down into. And it was really, really hard. What I didn't know back then was that it all boils down to what you believe. Sure, I always worked really, really hard. I always did. But in the back of my head, I always felt like a loser. In fact, that's where I got my start in this business of helping people with credit repair. See, when you're in show business, like I was, there is no stability ever. Your show airs, the curtain falls, and then you're right back to looking for work. It's not all glitz and glamour. That's the illusion of show business. In reality, it was really, really hard. Imagine trying to apply to job after job after job every single day and auditioning again and again all the time. And I used to call comedy clubs so many times that eventually they would hire me just so I would stop calling them. And sure, I was in show business, but I was no Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio. I had to work my ass off. And I was always living off credit cards. And I used to figure that there just wasn't much opportunity out there. And that was really, really hard to deal with. But then one day, I had this light bulb moment. See, one day, when I was between jobs again, a bank error completely destroyed my credit, which I had worked so hard to maintain. And I was at such a low point, and it was very, very hard to bring myself out of it. But I had a choice. I could be really depressed about this, or I could take matters into my own hands. I could think there's no way I can get out of this situation. Life is just messed up and unfair, and it always will be. Or I could bring myself to a better mental space and realize that I had the power to get myself out of the big hole that Bank of America had pushed me in. So I decided that it was important to take charge of my credit and to take charge of my future. So I spent time trying to fix it myself. And I spent a whole lot of time learning about credit repair and going through the steps. And eventually, it worked. I fixed my credit and I realized that I had a new skill. I could repair credit. But it wasn't easy at first. Once the bank error was fixed and my credit was restored, I realized that there was no simple system to help others to solve their credit problems. So you know what I did? I built a system. But the thing is, even then, it wasn't an immediate success. No, it was a total flop. And I had to work and work and work for almost 20 years before it became the credit repair cloud that you see today. The point is, I believed and eventually I got there. But like for D'Erica, it took a whole lot of sacrifice and discipline. Now, I didn't go to school for any of this. I don't have a fancy degree. I didn't even finish high school. But I learned that by picturing what you want and believing you can get there, that you can achieve anything in your life that you set your mind to. Anything. Here's what this means to you. 79% of people in America have errors on their credit reports. So that is over 250 million people. And that is a lot of opportunity out there. For me, that opportunity was to create a system that helps others to build their own credit repair business. And I needed to focus to be successful and work hard. And eventually I made it happen. But for all of us, there is something out there that will make us realize that we can all be successful together. Credit Repair Cloud is a system that allows anyone to become an entrepreneur, to start a side hustle, to start and grow their business. And we've already had more than 40 people who have made over $1 million in our platform. And we get a handful of new millionaires every month. And this means that anyone can start a business with our tools today and get started and work hard and see massive success. And speaking of abundance, We are barely scratching the surface of this market because of those 250 million people out there with errors on their credit reports. So it's still early and easy to get on the ground floor of this and build your empire. In fact, my team and I will get you started as part of our Credit Hero Challenge that you can access at CreditHeroChallenge.com. Join me to start your new business and change thousands of lives in the process. That is CreditHeroChallenge.com. Go check it out. Here's why this is important. I believe that a lot of us give up and think that we cannot and won't be able to succeed because the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor, and we become what we were born into. But that can't be further than the truth. It's all about belief. And the fact is, when it comes to being a credit hero, 8 out of 10 people on the street that you pass every day, they are likely prospective clients. And those are incredible odds. You need to believe that you have the ability to start and launch a successful business. And fortunately, I'm here to hold your hand, and my Credit Repair Cloud team, they're standing right behind me cheering you on, and we are so excited that you're here listening and willing to take your whole lifestyle to another level and change a lot of lives in the process. Because in the end, you are doing incredible things for the people around you and giving them the belief as well. So what does it take to believe in a life of abundance? Well, first, it takes focus. Focus on what you have and what you're going to be doing, and then spend your time fixated on that. Now, here's what you don't want to focus on. You don't want to focus on thinking, there are not enough clients. I'm afraid to get started. I don't have the skills to start a business. No, don't think that way. That can't be further from the truth. Now, we've already established there are millions of potential clients who are in need of your services. And with our challenge, we'll check the other items off the list, teaching you everything you need to know to get you started on a business. Anyone can start this business if they think it's possible. I know you can, but now it's your turn to think the same thing. Now, second, surround yourself with people who believe in you, the same people who believe in abundance. Don't hang out with people who always knock you down. Find the people who lift you up. And we have a community of hustlers just like you who are in the same boat, who believe they can. And guess what? They will. And third, think about win-win situations, okay? In a scarcity mindset, you see your win as someone else's loss. But what about looking at it differently? What about looking at it like everyone can win? When you look at the world from that lens, it's amazing how many great things flow your way. So when you go into changing lives, it is incredible how you're benefiting in so many ways. And fourth, look for possibilities. There are more opportunities than ever before these days, if you'd only be open to looking for them. Lose your job? Well, instead of feeling sorry for yourself, look at this as an opportunity to start something new. When one door closes, another opens. And fifth, express gratitude daily. This is so important. You've got to express it. Okay, you've got to have gratitude. I am so thankful for you, the Credit Heroes, my team, our community, and everything that I've been able to find since that day that I was living on the streets. And I believe that I wouldn't be there forever, and it was true. I wasn't. And now I'm forever thankful and forever grateful. So what's next for you? Well, first, if you have been living in a mode of self-doubt, turn that into one where you see opportunity, because opportunity is literally everywhere. And if you are still struggling, subscribe to this podcast for more tips on credit repair and tips on starting your own credit repair business. And better yet, join our Credit Hero Challenge at CreditHeroChallenge.com so that I can hold you by the hand and keep you accountable. We can work together to hit your goals so you don't have to be in this alone. It's time for you to believe in yourself like I believe in you, Credit Hero. And don't worry, I've got your back. And if you like this episode, leave me a comment below, okay? Because I read each and every one of them. And I will see you in the next episode. And until then, be a credit hero and keep changing lives. Hey, everybody, it's Daniel again. And really quick, I'd like to invite you to join what I believe is the best thing we have ever created inside the Credit Repair Cloud community. And it is a challenge that we call the Credit Hero Challenge. If you're just planning out your business or you're just getting it started and you dream of having a successful business of your own so you can quit your 9-to-5 and fire your boss and have financial freedom, or so you can add another revenue stream to your existing business, if that's your dream, you need to get into this challenge. We created this challenge to help you to create and launch your very own credit repair business, to build a proper foundation for a really successful business. This challenge is going to help you to understand the strategy, the tactics, and all the things you need to be successful at credit repair. It really is the greatest thing we have ever built, and it will change your life. So I recommend you do it right now. Stop everything, pause this audio, go online, and go to CreditHeroChallenge.com. That's CreditHeroChallenge.com, and join the next challenge. And there's a challenge that's starting in just a few days, so go get started right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com.